In this interview, I'm speaking with the general manager of the World Dairy Expo. That's Tom McKittrick. And Tom, what I'd like to do first is have you give us a brief description of the World Dairy Expo. Describe the show and its mission and its purpose for existing.
Certainly, there's really two main portions of the event. One is the commercial exhibit side of things, and we have about 1,400 10x10 booths, about 675 companies. Those companies come from all over the United States, as well about probably 20 different countries. And they come here to talk to dairy producers. Mm-hmm. And they offer everything from feed and seed to ideas and technology. Anything that's involved in the production of dairy cattle, you'll find that in our commercial trade show. In addition to that, we have the show ring, which is, we argue, and it's pretty well accepted, the best dairy cattle show in the world. We have seven breed shows plus one additional junior show. We've got over 2,000 head of cattle, and again, they come from across the United States. Right now, they're not coming down from Canada, but right now, it's just the U.S., but we've also had owners in Japan and other places that have owned cattle, kept them here in the U.S. just simply to show them. So the show ring is a very exciting and glamorous part of the event as well. Then you add to all of that all the other things that happen, the youth activities, the educational seminars, the virtual farm tours, the meetings, America's Dairyland Marketplace, just the chance for 60,000 people that are involved in the dairy industry to come together in one place and kind of celebrate all that's good about the dairy industry.
You mentioned having commercial exhibitors from other countries even. How about the mix of people who make up the attendees, both domestically and I'm sure internationally as well?
Yeah. The show, as you're aware, is held in Madison, Wisconsin. Just under half of our attendance comes from Wisconsin, and just over half of it comes from outside the state of Wisconsin. In amongst that mix, we have about 2,500 or so international visitors that come from about 70 to 80 different countries. And the international flavor of our event is very different than a lot of other events. And even though they're not, a majority of the audience, but still a significant part of it, you will notice the international aspect of our event just while being here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the show, when it started, how many we've had, I guess, up to this point, and then maybe we can talk about the theme of this year's show as well.
I could probably give you about 5 hours worth of history on the show. Just in a nutshell, it was started in 1967. That was the first show. It was called the World Food and Ag Expo, and it was a much different event in that it really was trying to take the entire food production industry from the producer all the way to the consumer. So it was a very broad show. That show lasted 2 or 3 years, and then it was basically bankrupt. And at the same time, there were a group of dairy farmers, dairy producers that were looking at what was happening in the dairy cattle show. They were excited about that and decided to refocus it, bought out the assets of that organization, and renamed it World Dairy Expo. And since that time, it's grown tremendously. And again, one of the things that makes the show unique from a lot of others is that it is strictly dairy-focused. So all the animals that are here are dairy animals. All the commercial exhibits that are here are designed and targeted towards dairy producers, and the people that come here are all interested in the dairy industry. We've had 38 shows so far. We'll be having our 39th this October.
Each show has a theme. Can you talk about this year's theme and how that's being played out in the show?
Yeah, we one of the things that we did a survey, just to back up, we did a survey a few years ago and asked people to use, to describe Dairy Expo in a single word. And we expected people to use things like cows and dairy and profit and business and all those kinds of words. And they did, but the third most common word that was used was fun. And, it's important for, those of us that are involved in the dairy industry to get together and have a good time once a year to have this celebration in the industry. I think that's a really positive thing. At the same time, that's really one of the purposes of our annual theme is to make the show a little more fun, to provide a little more interest, a little more spark, if you will, for those that are coming to the event. This year's theme is The Art of Dairy, and I think that plays into to what's going on in the dairy industry very well. I mean, I think when you look at the work that people do in this industry, the breeding that's involved, it really is an art. And this is really just a recognition of the work that people do.
You've talked about the dairy people involved in the dairy business who will be attending. For that mix that comes in, do you have some outside consumer interest that does get involved, or do you have outreach to consumers in general?
We don't have a lot. We do have some. There are some people, specifically from the Madison area, that come every year. We know that. But it's not a significant part of our attendance at all. In fact, it really doesn't hardly register on our surveys. The majority of the people that come, if not statistically all the people that come, are really involved in the dairy industry. And that's really our target. We're not. While we're aware of the publicity that the event attracts, and we want to make sure that shines a positive light on the industry, our real mission is to work with dairy producers and dairy farmers, provide them information, provide them an opportunity to show their animals. So that's really our target. That being said, one of the outreaches we do is with the fourth grade students in the Madison area, and we have between 2,000 and 3,000 fourth grade students every year. That get a free bus ride to Dairy Expo, which is kind of the culmination of a weeks-long educational curriculum that we submit and provide to the schools on the dairy industry prior to that time.
We didn't talk about this at the beginning of the interview, but I think we should make sure we do touch on it, and that is the organizational structure itself. Can you describe the organization that puts on this show each year?
World Dairy Expo is a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3. We have a board of directors of about 40 individuals from across the United States and one from Canada. And out of that group, there's also an executive committee that probably works a little more closer to the organization. There's two committees that generally report to the board that on most issues, and one is the Commercial Exhibits Committee, and the other one is the Dairy Cattle Exhibitors Committee. And the Commercial Exhibitors Committee is elected by the commercial exhibitors at the show, and the Dairy Cattle Exhibitors Committee likewise is elected by representatives based on either geography or breed, the cattle exhibitors at the show as well. They then make recommendations to the board. The board takes action on those, and then we have a staff of 10 that work year-round to carry out the wishes of the board.
And the staff is now housed in a new office, which we are in. Can you describe how you have a permanent home office, and then the show is actually held, and talk about the location that the show's at?
Yeah, as an organization, our work goes on year-round, and most people are probably familiar to seeing or used to seeing us at the event facility. But most of our work is actually done before we get there. We just built a new building. It's about 9,000 square feet. We've got about 4,500 square feet of office and meeting space, and then 4,500 square feet of warehouse space. As the organization has grown, space needs became an issue, and this just was a really logical move financially and programmatically for the board to make to move into our own space. Then we also moved then annually over to the Alliant Energy Center, which some still may remember as the Dane County Exposition Center. And that's, an amazing facility with the Coliseum there that seats about 10,000 people, just in a beautiful, beautiful facility to show cattle in. Pleased that they're doing some renovation work on that. That facility is the same age as our show. It was built in 1967, but they've done some nice things to upgrade that. And then the new exhibition hall, which we call new, but it's 10 years old now, too. This will be our 10th year in there, that has the 100,000-square-foot open showroom floor. So then you add in the barns, and it's just an ideal facility for us.
I know you've got to go on to some other meetings here, and we'll have plenty opportunity for some future interviews as well. But before we go, anything else you might say in general to people about World Dairy Expo we didn't touch on that you'd like them to know?
Well, I think one of the things that would surprise people that haven't been here is, well, a couple things actually. One is how big the event is. That's one of the things that we hear over and over. We didn't realize it was this big. Plan a couple days. Don't try to see the whole show in one day. It's pretty tough to do. And the second thing is that the uniqueness of our event in that it's all dairy, that it's 100% dairy, that there's no beef cattle here, there's no chickens, there's no sheep, there's no goats, no horses. It's all dairy cattle. And I think that's what makes the event so valuable for those that participate.
Thank you very much. That's Tom McKittrick, who's general manager for the World Dairy Expo. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.